Glad to have Rick Windham right alongside us as we go to the phone lines for our weekly update with District 42 Representative Mike Groney. Good morning, Senator Groney, and how was your week?
Good. Good week.
Good.
Thanksgiving. What's happening locally? I better ask that first once. Jumping into something people might not care about.
As you know, sustainable beef on the agenda tomorrow at City Hall, so I think primary focus is on that as far as I know.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make the meeting, but I don't think it'd be necessary for me to be there and talk a bunch of blowhard stuff because I think the city council understands the importance of it to the road to the community. I don't know. It's what we got. It's who we are, and it's if we're going to maintain a decent sized community and a commercial district and a retail district and schools and expect anybody to come to Lincoln County and start a business, you've got to have a customer base. You have to have, as I've said, those anchor jobs. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to another senator last night, called me, and heard about it, my request to try to get some of that ARPA money. And he said, you know, you have a good argument as far as the COVID issue. Part of the bottleneck of the meat supply during the COVID was the overcrowded of working conditions in the packing plants the way they run now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all on the line. They're all interacting. That this thing isn't over, or just fear factor isn't over. So looking at, we did it in education. I think that trend is going to continue where we don't pack human bodies in rooms anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A modern plant that's mechanized and computerized and more productive and workforce is further apart from their workstations, you know, is something we need to look to in the future. And it matches what the money's all about, addressing the effect of this COVID-19 virus has had on our society. So we got a good shot. And it's not just for North Platte. We all know that. This is a regional thing. This is an economic thing for one class of our economic system is agriculture, and it's big in Nebraska, and it's big in western Nebraska. So it's a far-reaching impact. The dollars would have a lot of repercussions across the economy.
And Senator Groney, can we talk a little bit about specifically tax increment financing on this project? You've been a big proponent of how TIF is being used on this project.
Yeah, I don't understand the people who don't have rational thinking or deductive reasoning. In the past, I've been against certain projects. You know, it's like I don't disagree that we should be able to go 75 miles an hour on the interstate. I don't want people going 95. And then somebody says, well, Groney don't like speed limits because he don't like somebody going 95. No. I don't like somebody misusing a statute that's good for the entire society. And in the past, and we still do it in most communities, we abuse tax increment financing. None of those housing projects should have been approved because they weren't in areas of the town that was blighted and substandard or been structures that had been around for 40 years. But I understood why they did it. We were stagnant growth, and we got an awful lot of industries and people make a living off building houses and HVAC and electricians, and we had to keep them busy. So we built houses for people who at that time weren't looking. But this TIF, it fits it, just like my micro TIF. It fits what the need to address blighted and substandard areas that are being ignored by the free market. Because of issues about the situation, land, the issue of the infrastructure. So they want to go build on an open cornfield where they're going to have new infrastructure and not have to tear out the old, the cost of tearing out the old, and they have open spaces to do what they want. So, and this packing plant could have went anywhere. and it probably would have went somewhere else if it was wanted by one of the majors, the Tyson and Cargill or those. But this is local people wanted to do it. They're fixing a blighted area to their advantage, too. They're close to the sewer plant. It works.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else would ever build out there. I can't think of another industry that might build on that place. And I'll tell you what, some of the food processing that might have went there that aren't related to beef or are, like pet food or something, would have smelled. I've seen more odors coming off of those, like Crete, Nebraska, and other areas than I ever did a packing plant. So anyway, it fits. The tax increment financing fits there. That area was never, for 60-some years, it never brought a tax dollar into the state, into the community. And
that's about to change. Yeah.
It will. So, no, I'm not going to debate that over and over again. It fits the definition of tax increment financing. I've never seen a better project fit that description. So, I guarantee if they'd have tried to build it out of town a mile or so, they would have tried to get certain people would have tried to get them TIF, even though it was not in a blighted area. But this is a blighted and substandard area. So, and perfect location, east side of town, and whether prevailing winds or any type of odor or even noise. You know, wind does affect which direction noises go from traffic. And
sure.
So,
and not to mention the benefits of being right between Interstate 80 and Highway 30 right there, and not too far off of 83 either.
Yeah, and it, City Fathers in the past, I don't know what that was, probably in the late 1990s, early 2000, put the 12th Street bypass in there, which is already in place, so
mm-hmm.
for the truck traffic. But no, I'm up fully for it, and I'm going to try to do what I can do to try to give them some of that ARPA money. Even if it wasn't in North Platte, I would be supporting projects like that for ARPA money because I think that's what it's for.
And not to mention the impact this is going to have for all of Western Nebraska, Senator Groney, kind of like you said a minute ago. I mean, this is much bigger than just your district.
Well, it trickles down and it continues. It's seed money. You're buying a community seed to plant the crop instead of giving them the crop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what most of the left wants to do with the ARPA money. They want to pay people's rent. They want to give them more food pantry money, and I'm not real happy what the county's doing with theirs. That's the one-time thing. That's not long-term using that ARPA money. It should be for a facility or something, upgrade to help people for the long-term. But that's what that money should be used for, something that creates infrastructure, creates the old biblical standard, teach a person to give a person a fish and they eat one day, teach them to fish and they feed themselves. That's what this money should be used for. And it should be used that way across the state. Part of it's broadband. I don't know how far you want to go with that broadband, but farming is big business now and they need better internet and so do small communities. So that, a lot of the money's going to be spent there. Those are the type of projects I'm going to look at when we debate it on the floor, how the money is used for, I know Senator McDonald still wants to give a bunch of money to the nonprofits to do the baseball fields and soccer fields and things, and I'm not real excited about that either, but that's what philanthropy is for. Some rich person is supposed to want to help the community and give money, and then they get taxed. Breaks and so does the nonprofit. That's kind of a barrier I'm not real happy about, is starting government tax dollars into citizens' tax dollars into. Because remember, these are all tax dollars. I know the reality is they've just been printed by the federal government and sent out, but eventually the system is supposed to, those dollars are supposed to be, to generate from tax dollars. Sometime in the future, but it's happening. We got $1 billion, and we got to spend it. And then we got another $300-400 million probably sitting there on revenues. The standard budgeting process that it's going to be. decided. Hopefully a lot of that will go into tax cuts because we're raising more revenue than what we need. But the $300 million that is there is already there, so we're going to have to spend it. But for fiscal conservative, those aren't good words. Anyway, that's where we're at. And then on the other side of things, change subject. I'm and a lot of us are very upset about what the University of Nebraska is doing on their diversity and inclusion policies, where it's either you're a racist or an anti-racist. There's no room in between to just be a human being existing with other human beings. And like I said in my column, if you read it, totally denies what Martin Luther King said, that you don't by the color of your skin, but by your character.
Character, yeah. And
it says we start off, this policy starts off by looking at you. Walk in a room, what are your physical attributes? What's the color of your skin? What's your sex? And now let's start from there. Depending on who gets a job and what bonus points you get to get that job. That's absolutely against everything that we are striving to do in the United States, or many of us have done in our own personal lives and reexamined our beliefs on DNA versus the human spirit. Of who we really are, but I can't stomach it, and it really, I see this all the time, but you've got a bunch of rich limousine liberals, Green and Carter, you see it across the country, they got it, their kids have got it, and now they want to help somebody underneath them. That bothers me. If you want to help somebody, give up your job. Carter, take from $1 million, take a $500,000 cut and hire some staff with the rest of that wages that gives people an internship into college leadership. But don't take yours and then tell the rest of us our kids have to compete when you didn't have to with certain priorities or racial preferences. But that's the way they think. That's the mind of the limousine liberal. So, it's bad. It's just divisive. So, I'm on that, trying to still change some of that, comment to the university. And so, if you've seen Senator Erdman and Senator Halloran did an op-ed piece, and I'd already written mine, so I didn't sign on to theirs. But it is what it is. We live in troubled times. We got too many people living in the flesh. That's all we want to think about. The color of my skin, yours, your weight, your size, your tone of voice, your vocabulary, and they don't want to look at the human spirit. It's who we are. So anyway, we go on. But is there anything else?
Nothing else that comes to my mind at this time, Senator Groney. I think onto the back burner, we'll be having some conversation here, it looks like, throughout the rest of this month about the city doing some annexation of land out by the air, hot topic. But that's on the back burner, kind of seems like, along with conversation tomorrow at City Hall about the redistricting process here for the city as well. So those are a couple of hot items throughout the community, but I think everybody's kind of waiting for that final foot to fall on the meatpacking plan.
Yes, and then it's in their ballpark, those investors' ballpark. Then reality sets in, and this isn't like any business proposition. You got to admire these folks. They're risking a lot. There's a lot of risk here. A
lot of skin in the game.
Yeah, and that's why I'm trying to help the project because of the Biden inflation factor, COVID factor that... So they got it better, more feasible, more stable in a project, and it can not face financial hurdles its first decade in operation. But one more thing on the diversity thing. I'm bringing back my discipline bill because...
discipline in the classroom, Senator Groney?
What's that?
The discipline in the classroom measure?
Yeah, in the classroom. The only one I ever had, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline in the classroom. I'm trying to get somebody to sponsor that's on the committee because, to me, that's where it starts. Bring them up in the way they should go, and they'll return to it. That these young people, it's not because of their race that they don't qualify for the graduate schools and stuff. If you want to call it poverty, go ahead. But no discipline in your life, no personal responsibility that you've been brought up with. It's hard to study. It's hard to get the grades. It's hard to pass the test. And if we don't give these kids, when they're young, the opportunity to have the same benefits that a middle-class family with a functional family that's, you know, teaches kids discipline, teaches them love for their neighbor and personal responsibility, you don't have a chance. Not anything to do with genetic intellect. It has to do with you didn't learn the basics of life of how you succeed in a free society and personal responsibility. So, but the same people who want to not have discipline in the schools are so ignorant that they think it's racism because somebody didn't get into a college class or get hired. No, they weren't given the opportunity to learn what it takes. Things aren't given in life. Success, it's earned, and they're not being taught that, as far as I'm concerned, what I've seen in classrooms and what I hear from teachers. Their hands are tied to teach those kind of basic skills. So I'm bringing it back.
Okay.
And see if I can get, if nothing else, because I'm term limited, I'm very hopeful that the next legislature is dominated by not some of the crazies aren't coming back, probably including me, that it'll be more conservative, more mindset of what I just said, and then somebody brings that. I'll leave them with a template of what the bill should be, of all the research I've done, and then they can bring it in the next session and get something passed. Cause it needs
Senator Groney about when the legislative session is set to begin in January?
First week in January. I don't know. I don't have the information, but there are ways to have your voice heard that and what bills are coming, you can look on the Internet, but call my office or get a hold of my office and then give you how to tutorial how to do that if you want to be involved in some of the bills. Calling me when I'm not on the committee or calling another senator when they're not on the committee doesn't do you any good. You have to find out who's on the committee, send them your opinion, and if you want, send a letter before a hearing on a bill or drive down and testify. Because my fellow senators know where I stand on any bill.
I think the entire state knows where you stand on most bills, Senator Groney.
What's that?
I think most of the state knows where you stand on most bills, Senator Groney.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Mike doesn't beat around the bush. He's already beaten the bush down to nubs anyway.
Yeah, well, why? My kids learned in a hurry, don't come to me with an excuse or a reason. The truth is the truth, and they turned out okay. I'll leave it at that. But we got troubles, and we're going to address what we can.
Now, in terms of reaching out to some of those state senators that you mentioned, Senator Groney, is it best to reach out to a committee chairperson, or does that not matter as much as long as you get to a member of the committee?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
You got to have 5 votes if you've got 8 members on the committee, or 4 if there's 7, or 5,
sure.
5 if there's 9. Got to get those committee members.
Okay.
And then from there it goes, then when it comes to the floor, I can do something about it.
Sure.
I mean, I'm on the natural. I put myself. I got myself off of education. I could present makeup, and I got myself on ag and general affairs. But and then I took myself off of revenue and went on natural resources, and I'm still working on my NCORP bill. By the way, folks, they had a hearing Friday on the NCORP, and one of their representatives testified, and I forgot to ask a question. They said that of the 20,000 acres, I think maybe Rick knows this, I think there's only 6,000 or 7,000 they allow public hunting on. Question I wanted to ask, do they hunt on it? Do they get to go out and get a trophy deer if they work for the NCORP? Does members of the four NRD boards, elected officials, do they get a hunt on it? Hmm. Does the attorney that work, do they get a hunt on that private preserve? If anybody knows any information on that, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I do not know of any firsthand information on that.
I know anybody ground land at all.
The ground that they do allow for hunting is, in my opinion, marginal at best.
The creek bottoms and that type of stuff are not in it.
All I've ever seen is kind of like the open prairie, and it's just, it's not even a place I would pick to go hunting.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I'd like some information on that because I would like to follow up on that. Questioning to the public officials involved. So, so there you go. You asked what the people can do to help me. They can help me with that. Anyway, I've got things to do and people to see and try to make. I'm still
places to go.
Living. What's that?
People to see, places to go.
Yeah, and maybe make the round trip down to Burlington and back by Tuesday at the city council meeting. But I don't know if I'll make that. We'll see.
Safe travels to you, Senator Groney. Appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. That, again, is our weekly update with State Senator Mike Groney representing District 42 in the Nebraska unicameral.